talking on a microphone at least once or twice a year, even before comedy. So yeah, it seems like it's just destiny.
Natural transition, I feel
like.
That's
what it is.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I think you did post that Adam's not fired.
Adam might be fired.
I don't know. This could be your audition right here. You are pretty punctual. You were actually here before me, so I don't know.
2 weeks in a row, actually.
And Adam's not super punctual. Yeah, 2 weeks in a row. You're just standing
there. This is actually my show now.
Yeah, next week it's just going to be you. It's going to be you and Mark Walton.
I think that makes more sense.
Or, yeah. Everyone else is taken by radio.
I think
radio.
It's just going to be me.
There's a couple other comedians we can't mention because they're on competing radio stations.
So we can't even talk about them?
No, we can, actually. I don't think they can actually be on the show. I think there's, they literally can't be. Like, if I want them as a guest, because actually, we should talk about big comedy contests that you're in, Buffalo's Funniest.
Buffalo's Funniest contest is finally over.
And you didn't even crack the top three. I don't even know why you're a guest, actually.
I shouldn't be. I am a failure as a person.
No.
No, it was a good show, man. You can't even get mad about other people did. There was...
Let's be fair, one really, when it boiled down, it was one person, and I think it was really more he just had a personal issue with Potter, and he just took it out in a childish manner, and then he did apologize.
Oh, I'm not even talking about him.
Oh.
No, there was an underground, I don't want to throw people out there, but there was a thing, people got mad, people spouted childish stuff, and then backed away from it when other people got mad. It was dumb.
Well, you know, comedy is pretty subjective. Any kind of contest like that, there's always going to be sour grapes.
Oh, sure. But it's have sour grapes for the right reasons.
Well, yeah. People are silly.
Yeah, no, I mean, comedy contests, I don't know. I hate them. I enter them, you know what I mean, because it's just a chance to get on stage.
Right.
But all in all, it's just hey, let's get stressed out over a five-minute set and hope for the best.
It does seem ridiculous. But, I mean... Especially if they're non-comedians, because I'm not sure who you're referring to, actually. We don't have to throw any.
We can put them out there. I'm okay with it.
Well, if you want to name names, go ahead. But, I mean, as a comedian, I know, because I stress out. Like, I was just stressing out over my 5 minutes yesterday at the open mic at Helium, because I had a rough 5 minutes, let's put it that way, because a lot of people were there for Pookie Long Johns.
Pookie Long Johns.
And I had to follow Pookie, and it was...
Pookie Long Johns.
Pookie Long Johns.
New guy?
So, yeah, a new guy on the scene.
I'm going to guess by his name he's a white fella.
Yeah, exactly. He's of Asian descent now. I mean, he brought a lot of people, so,
So he had to deal, and you were right after him?
Yeah.
So you had to deal with the fallout, like the talking and no way.
No, I mean, they're a great crowd. Like, obviously, I never insult the crowd. And they were good because, when I say great, they're at least quite. I mean, there was, five newcomers, five people, I think, that, stepped on stage for the first time. The funniest part of the show was actually Chris Gullah hosted, and there was this older gentleman. I think he said his age literally was 80. But even before he introduced him, he started.
Was it Art?
No, his name was Joe. Hmm. He was, 80. But even before Chris mentioned his name, he just started walking on stage. And I was like, oh, is he going to do a rambling old guy? But he didn't really. I think he just didn't know that you wait until your name, and then you kind of make your way on
stage.
But it was
That's not how we did it in vaudeville, son.
Yeah. He started whipping out the one-liners. No. So it was a good night. It was just... But it was one of those times, you have a joke that usually works, right? And then, it was one of those, and then I did it, I said it, and then nothing, dead silence. And
then
when I have a saver that usually really makes people laugh, then all I got is the ooh. So it was oh, you people are not with me at all. And I cannot get you back. Yeah. It was actually, I had tremendous fun because it is it's like war, especially, you first got it's you versus them, and it's, that's how it goes.
No, it's never you versus them. Yeah, you're all wrong there. I think it's you with them. It's you.
Well,
you're
trying
to
get
them
with
you.
Them, but it's, yeah, but
you
it's
have to
like.
Open your arms and bring them in. You have to let them know you as a person.
Right. And I didn't have
But it's hard
time
to do that
that
in 5 minutes.
Right.
It's very hard to relate and then have them accept you and then laugh at your jokes in 5 minutes' time. That's tough.
Right. Well, no, Bill. Well, what I mean, I think Bill Burr said it best. It's you first, especially when people aren't there to see you. It's it's always an away game. So you got to go out there with a mentality this is an away game. And I think I did. I think I insulted someone in the audience, And, you know, it's like one of those things where it sounded funnier in head because I said, hey, you look like Luke Wilson if he was missing a chromosome. And it's just, I think.
That'll upset someone.
Well, he was okay with it, but I think other people are like, you know, that was probably, like, not cool. So I think I lost him there. And then it was just like, you know.
It'll happen.
It'll happen. It's all right. But that's comedy. That's why I love, you got to love it. So I enjoyed it.
This contest was, the backlash sucked. The contest itself was great. Josh Potter won. Josh Potter deserved to win. He had the best set of the night. You know what I mean? They could have said anyone's name for winning that thing that was in the finals. And there was no need for anybody to get upset about it because everybody came there and brought their best material and had a good show. And then, like, the day later, just people got mad.
Yeah, that is. Did they just do the top three or did they do the whole placement
thing? They did the top three.
Oh, so you don't know where you technically finished.
I'm going to say fourth.
I mean, I was just wondering. I'm not.
No,
trying,
I don't. I'd
I'm not belittling because I didn't make the contest at all. So
I'd rather not know at all. You know, I'd rather they just said the winner. You know what I mean? Because I think it hurts more being second place than being fourth place.
Well,
you know what I mean,
of course, and our good friend Mark Walton finished second, and I feel bad. And I'm not doing this to
Mark Walton finished second. That's Mark Walton.
Well, that's his thing. I'm not trying to bust his chops, but he finished second in the Rochester, and he finished second
in Boston.
Yeah. And that's not a diminutive, you know. But I mean, he is going this Sunday is the Rochester's finalist, so maybe he'll break that.
So am I. So let's hope. Let's hope one of us does. We got to bring that. Eric won last year. Eric Langenfelter won last year, so we got to keep that title in Buffalo.
And he finished second this year, so.
Finished third.
Third. Sorry. Top three. So, yeah, if anybody has a problem, it's over now. And,
it's over.
And Josh Potter is the funniest person in Buffalo.
Like, there's no need to pour acid on the scene. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it seemed like that they were, like, this, like, what happened. I think it was unintended, but I think for a little while now we're going to have to deal with, like, a little bit of, like, corrosion in the comedy scene just because that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think we can all get past it, though.
Let's hope.
I mean, you got to do it the proper, like, if
certain people are going to end up being dead to other people off of this contest. Like, that's just the way it happened.
Yeah, like, don't if you're going to, yeah, like, we all like to talk a little smack, but don't do it where it's going to be public record and there's proof of it. You just say it to your friend.
And it's just flat out mean. Like, some stuff is just mean.
Yeah, don't be, I don't know. Yeah, there's a line between an opinion and then personal attacks as well. But
yeah, whatever, it's over now.
It's over, and we're looking forward till next year.
Next year.
But the top 10, I mean, the finals is like the best, that really was the best of Buffett, like the 10 guys in there. Well, there was two guys actually I didn't know.
Who's that?
To be honest. Mike McLean.
Mike McLean's a new guy.
Right. And he's been doing improv though,
he's,
right?
Yeah,
because I haven't
he's
seen
from
him
the
around.
Improv scene. He's newer to like the stand up scene, but he's got a handle on it, obviously.
Obviously, he had a good. And who's the other guy that I didn't? Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson. He's a Rochester guy.
Oh,
but
okay.
Very funny.
Obviously, so yeah. I mean, I just don't. So he's been doing it for a while. He just came from Rochester.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but then there was like you and the perennial people. You know, Mark Walton,
Mark Dan, and Fisher, and
Fisher and Potter,
Tyrone.
And, of course, Tyrone and
Lucas Gardner and Eric Langenfelter.
And that's it, right? 10?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Brian Herberger.
Oh, yeah, Brian Herberger, of course. Yeah, I mean, I talked to a judge because I know a judge, and, you know, she was very unbiased. She was just like, yeah, it was, you know what I mean? It was all in the up, like, that was
I
that.
Actually blame Christy Rock personally for me not winning the contest.
That's who I was actually referring to.
I know it was.
Shout out to Christy Rock in case. No, she's still at work right now. She's probably still enjoying that post-Obama buzz.
Oh, yeah. She was working at the UB today, huh?
Yeah. She doesn't leave until 5.
Oh, man.
I don't know why I'm staying her schedule.
Christy Rock gets out of work at 5, everyone. Catch her walking up to her car at 5:10 every day.
Yeah. Do you want to know what kind of car she drives? Get your stock in her. Well, no, I only say that because sometimes she does turn on. I know she's a huge listener of Buffalo's Oldest Alternative, 91.3. So sometimes she'll catch a show live. She lets me know, but she's still at work. So why do you? Why do you blame her for you?
I don't blame her. It's just fun to say.
Yes,
she's a friend of mine as well, and it's fun to blame others for your shortcomings.
Certainly. I will review. I did see a movie. I saw Kick-Ass 2.
Okay.
Horrible, horrible movie.
It's unfortunate because I like the first one so much.
Yeah, I couldn't recapture that magic. But also, since I'm we're both big reppers of the 716, we should say for our national listeners, when this goes into podcast form, because I have a lot of downloads from across America.
All right.
One in India. We have some Indian listeners.
All right. What's up, India?
No. Show. President Obama is in our house. I think he's done, right? Is he probably out of here?
He's not in our house. He's not like on third mic Barack Obama today.
Surprise guest. Could you imagine?
That'd be amazing. Awesome. Talk movies.
That would be
Barack
quite a
Obama.
Get.
No politics whatsoever, just talking movies.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to talk politics.
No, I don't know anything about politics other than I hate him.
Well, yeah. Plus, he'd probably make us seem very dumb.
I think he would do that with movies, too, somehow.
You think so?
I think he'd talk about, like, obscure movies that we didn't even know about. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, man, he's really good at everything.
Probably. And he has a way better voice.
But Barack Obama's in Buffalo today. Big news for some people.
Well, probably forever. Even people that hate him, it still want to talk about. You know, he's here in UB.
I just don't care. Personally, I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Like, I wouldn't need, like, oh, my God, I need to go see him because I know it's not like I'm going to touch him or rap with him or anything. So.
Even, I don't know. He's just a guy. He's just a president. You know, whether you like him or don't like him, you know what I mean? I'm not going to stress out about him being in the same zip code as me.
Well, in this day and age, I think it's diminished because we're so super connected. Like with Twitter, people think like it's not in the day. Like say even, I don't know, back in the 60s, you're like, oh my God, you're Robert Kinney. You know, people probably fainted like the Beatles. But now, yeah. Like he goes in it. Last time he was here, he went into Duff's and some dumb idiot. Some chick.
Hugged him.
Yeah, she was just like, you're a hottie with a body. Like that's the president of the United States. Like, yeah. Ugh. Like really? Like, oh. I don't know. I might say that if it was a woman. I don't know.
A lady.
I wouldn't say it to her face, though.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I think, but Buffalo was so, like, starved for attention. Like, we made a big deal when Matthew Broderick was in town filming a movie last month. It was on the news every day.
Anytime there's a celebrity,
Matthew
it's in
Broderick's
the news.
In town filming a movie, you guys. Oh, my God. He hasn't done anything good since Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Hooray.
I know, and he's still, he parts his hair boyishly, even though he's almost bald.
She's still married to Sarah Jessica
Parker. Yes.
Is
now, she's a hottie with a body.
Is she?
Huh?
She's a horsey with a body.
Well, her face. Don't look at
her
face.
She's not a pretty gal.
Yeah, but she's got
really
a good
annoying.
Body.
She doesn't have really a good body.
You don't think so?
No, she's got that like that CrossFit way too scrawny body. I don't like it.
Oh, well, maybe it's not for you.
Maybe it's not for me. Sorry, Sarah Jessica Parker. I know you're an avid listener.
She is. She is actually. She's a FOS, friend of the show, as they say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
not Matthew Broderick anymore. Well, yeah, no, they made a big deal because the Channel 4 made a whole new, like, oh, some woman or some girl really liked him, which is weird because her favorite movie. Yeah, and she waited 2 hours for him, and he came out, and he's like, yeah, good stuff, and then he just, like, walked away. It was, like, it was worst soundbite ever.
She had him sign the Ferrari, like a model of the Ferrari or something.
Yeah, and
like
he
that.
Probably doesn't even remember this movie.
I was more so like the Janine Garofalo was in town. I was mad she didn't have a Twitter. She was here on a Tuesday. I wanted her to come out and do some time at Nietzsche's, but
that'd be awesome,
wouldn't it?
When was she here?
She's on that same movie.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she was like her and Matthew Broderick and stuff were in town, but they made a bigger deal about him. She's better than him.
To us, I'd rather meet Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, I was looking for her on Twitter. I was going to tag her in a post. She's not a Twitter.
It's weird because you listen to the Mark Maron's podcast as well. Like did you listen to the live one?
Yes.
She sounds just like Sarah Silverman, and she's not even Jewish. It's weird. I almost, like, close my eyes.
Do Jews have a voice? Is there, like, a voice signature in the Jewish people?
I love how you just say Jews. You're going to ruin your comedy career. They control Hollywood.
That's what they're called. That's the
Jewish.
Name of their tribe.
No, yeah, well, they kind of... See, now I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not going to say they sound whiny, but they have a certain cadence.
I believe it's nasal.
Well, Sarah Silverman sounds, that's kind of sounds
to me. Oh, she just
me.
Sounds Jewy.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what Janine Garofalo sounds like.
Well, maybe it's, Italians and Jews are often mistaken, though.
Well, I think
there's like a weird
same.
Line in the middle there. There's like a crossover at some point.
But, well, it is, it's partly whiny, I think, just a whiny thing. Maybe it's, that is a stereotype.
Sometimes De Niro plays Jews in movies, you know what I mean?
And he goes a little whiny. what's his last Jewish role?
Wasn't it like, I don't know, he played a Jew in Casino in Goodfellas.
Oh, that's true, half.
Yeah.
Half Jewish. I don't think Goodfellas, he was Italian, just Casino.
What's that?
But, who else? Oh,
in Goodfellas he was Jewish.
Was he?
Yeah, that's why Pesci was getting made and not him, because he was part Jew.
Oh, that's right.
That's
and,
why he wasn't allowed to be made.
The other guy was part Irish.
Yes.
On his mother's side.
His
dad?
De Niro was part Irish, and Ray Liotta was part Jewish.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Or have you ever listened to, like, Phil Rosenthal? Have you ever heard him? He sounds like Woody Allen if Woody Allen were less manly. That's wow. Phil Rose. And I he's created Everyone Loves Raymond. I mean, he's a very funny guy.
But oh, okay.
He just sounds super, like, you know he did not get picked for any team sports in high school.
How do you know that, though?
Because just by looking at him.
Would have been a mathlete.
I don't think that counts.
It does to mathletes. Sorry to our mathlete listeners out there.
It was awful. I should really edit that out. The whole 5 minutes of Janine Garofalo.
Hi, welcome to the show, you guys. I'm Rick Matthews.
Yeah, we're just starting here. Everything that was said is attributed to Rick Matthews.
I ruined everything. If you have me as a guest 2 weeks in a row, the second week is going to be terrible to all future podcasters out there.
Or else, you know, what else we got? Oh, I remember one, because, you know, working at the news, we got real excited just when Brad Pitt was at Niagara Falls. We had to send a photographer out there just to take a picture like we were some sort of tabloid. And that made the front page of the Buffalo News because Brad Pitt was Buffalo adjacent.
Dude, for like 2 weeks, they had that Keanu Reeves when he was here doing that Regarding Henry movie or whatever it was. What was that one called?
Oh, Tunneling. It wasn't Regarding. Was it Regarding Henry?
No, I think Regarding Henry was the one with Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah, when he got shot and then he became a nice guy. Yeah, something like that.
Like, he was here for like 2 weeks and every day they had like an update on what Keanu Reeves was doing in town. And that's just Keanu Reeves.
I know. Well, that shows the level at, well, you know.
Buffalo does that, though, whenever anything happens. Ooh, tune in at 11 to find out our connection to the Boston Massacre. You know what I mean? There's always like Buffalo News and Buffalo League Media, they try and find our connection and everything. Like, find out what role Buffalo had in the space landing.
But, you know, unfortunately, we almost do have, like, a 6-degree separation of a lot of stuff. I was actually thinking of that was my book idea because of, like, the Oklahoma bomber. He's from Pendleton.
Sure is.
And people have stories. I've met people like, oh, yeah, I met his sister. She's a Jell-O wrestler. I'm like, well, that's gross.
Is she really?
She was. I think she's a little, she's aged out of that.
Cool, she still was.
That was, like, 10 years ago. Unless she's maintaining her shape, like cross-training with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Does she, like, use her relation as, like, her wrestler, like, gimmick?
Her name? Like, the bomber?
Yeah. Come see Alicia. She's the bomb.
I sincerely hope not.
I hope so.
That would be in really poor taste.
Keep her away from a daycare, everybody.
Yeah. Or what else? What's the other? Not the 9-11. What other? We have a couple other connections that are just
like. It's just weird. Like, we're just weird ones. Like, oh, sorry about that, America. Buffalo again.
But that is. The news has to do that, though, because that connects. You know what I mean? They have to find that connection. Like, when a plane goes down, they always find out if someone's, like, related to someone. Like, a bigger plane, like, across the country. They're like, oh, you know, someone from Buffalo. And then they put the story in the paper. But, I mean, that helps people. Some of it is. Just it is now. You know what? You want to make that connection, like, oh, I know that person.
We gotta fill 6 minutes at the end of the broadcast.
Well, yeah, that's like broadcast news. I feel like most of that is horrible because it's always the most tragic's going to go first, just to.
I'm a news watcher. Like, I read the paper. Like, I'm one of the last people that, like.
You should.
You should
buy it every day.
Every day I buy the paper. Well, I had a subscription for a while, and then I read it at work. I don't read it at work. Never mind. But I read it every day.
Right.
But then when I went on vacation for 2 weeks, I didn't read it once because I was home and I just didn't take it to my usual place to read it.
So
I don't subscribe anymore, but every day I buy it.
Yeah, and there's.
I like it. It's just, you know, it's just bad news. A lot of it is bad news. They should have a good news and a bad news section in the paper.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Like, read, like, the bad news first. Just, like, get it out of the way. Be like, okay, the Middle East is on fire and there's gunshots and. You know, disease and sickness, and here's Cancer Girl in the local news, and then you close that section, you put it away, and then you read the good news. You know what I mean? The person that donated a kidney to their cousin, and that person's going to live, and, you know.
No, I feel you. That could, that actually sounds like a good idea, because then, or some people could go right to that section and just read the good news.
I don't want to know anything about this bad news stuff. I don't need it today. I need to read about how.
Some people don't want to read about all the crimes and the purse snatchings and the horribleness that we do to each other and go straight to the news. I mean, I think that's why a lot of people just skip to the sports, because most of that's good news. Or
and
not
the,
good
and
news.
And the police blotter needs to be bigger.
You think
That police, of course, it's so small. It's such a tiny little, like, little part of the crime area.
Well, that's just the good stuff. Yeah, like, well.
There's more good things than that.
They should expand that, like the Niagara Falls. They have the really funny calls, you mean? Like,
just
they
all
do.
Of them. Just everything. Just the whole section to who got arrested and why.
Because, like, the Amherst Bee has a good one because, you know, not a lot of stuff goes down in Amherst, so they have, like, all the crazy, crazy calls. Like, you know, like, person called about an intruder police responded, and it turned out it was reflection in the window. Like, dumbness like that, you know what I mean?
That'd be fun. Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it's just, it's an easy way to get depressed.
It is. No, if you get the app, or if you get a police radio and just listen to, like, all the calls that they get, or I think there's an app now you can actually do on your iPod or your iPhone, scanner. And then there's just a lot of ridiculousness, because we have that going in the newsroom, and you're like, oh, my God. But I feel like that's a good, cute, like, if you're moving into a new building, here's my strategy is always, like, if you want to scope out the area that you want to live in, take the night off or whatever, or don't sleep. Go around like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, just hang out and see what happens. Then you know what kind of area, and then like listen to the police calls, and you know what you're moving into and into the building, or you can see or area.
Yeah, I find that 12:30 is a good read of any neighborhood. 12:30 in the morning is perfect. Yeah, because you know we do Nietzsche's on Tuesdays, and like I'll hang out afterwards for a couple of beers or whatever afterwards, and we'll hang out, and the show ends around 10:30. And for the first, like, hour and a half or so, everything's fine. But then it seems like at 12:30, man, the dust settles. And then like, the real Allentown comes out. Like, the 12:30 in the morning Allentown.
Right, the head on a swivel when you're walking to
your car. You're walking to your car, yeah. And I feel like a girl in, like, a parking garage in a movie. Like, I put my keys through my fingers, you know what I mean? Like, in case I gotta, like, punch somebody in the face.
But you're always looking. You're walking with purpose.
Yeah, walking with purpose, head down.
I know what's up.
With direction. I mean, I'm a bigger dude, so I really don't have, you know, if I get mugged, that guy's crazy.
It's crazy
because I'm going to scream louder than any lady would.
Well, no, I guess you're right, because 12:30 is usually most, on a weekday, most people that have jobs, respectable people are home because they got to go to bed, because they got to get up in the morning. So, but Allentown is a little special because there's a cast of characters, but we all
You'll
know.
You'll get everything.
If you're from Buffalo, you know what's going on. But, like, you got to be careful anytime at 2:30. Like, you never want to be in closing time at a bar in the parking lot, because that's where everything goes down.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be out. Well, like, Buffalo's good 4 o'clock. Like, you can be out about, like, 2:30, still be safe. But, like, 4 o'clock when everyone's in front milling around, and, like, you're around the drunk, like, 22-year-olds that did not score with any women.
Oh.
Like, you just don't want to be in that field, because, like, trouble's going to go down. I've always seen
4 o'clock in so long.
Well, neither have I, but.
Like that, you know what I mean? I used to.
But that's where the fights go down, you know, usually. I mean, not 100% of the time, but. I've even seen it, like, walking around Boston when I went to Boston once. They close at 2 o'clock, and that's where all, like, the Boston's, like, the worst city. They're just full of jerks in Boston.
Take that, Boston.
Yeah, Boston-less. Not Boston, New York. Talking about Boston, Mass.
I grew up in Boston, New York.
Did you?
It's my hometown.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're, like, a slash Eden guy, right?
Yeah, well, I lived in Boston, but went to school in Eden.
That's where you, I don't know, learned your corn husking skills?
I can husk corn like crazy. You don't even know. It's a funny story, but I can. Yeah, I can.
Did you win a contest?
No, but I think I could. I feel as if I'm really, like, I'll watch, like, we'll get corn, and, like, we'll be at home, and my wife will be, like, getting it and just taking her all day long just to take little pieces of corn off. I'm just like, what are you doing? I'm like, here. And I'm just ripping the husk off, and all of a sudden I've got, like, 7 done to her 1, and I'm like, you're doing this on purpose.
No, it's because you're from the country. Like, you probably, that was probably your job, because it's something a little kid can do, right? Like, your mom's making dinner. She's like, Rick, go do this.
Go husk the corn.
While I kill the chicken. I don't know what they do out
eating. We didn't really kill our own chickens.
You didn't?
No.
Slaughter your own cows?
I've seen it happen. We used to have chickens, and once in a while my dad would kill them. And he would just, like he'd seen, like, a weird cartoon.
Yeah.
He would take the chicken and put it on the wood chopping block, and then
you'd watch
take a hatchet and chop its head off, and then for fun sometimes he'd let the chicken go.
Run.
And let me tell you, there is some hilarity involved in a chicken running around with its head cut off.
I wouldn't want to see that, though.
You would, though. It's
Does, like, blood
funny.
Spurt out the top?
Not really. I mean, it's just, they cluck still.
Do they?
The clucking mechanism's in their chest somewhere, apparently.
Oh.
Because, like, you'll just see this headless thing walking around going, bah, 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 and then the eyes are blinking on the head itself. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. It's a weird childhood.
Well, I imagine, like, the brain probably still does stay active. I don't know. Did they solve that mystery? Like, even, like, if you separate, like, if people got beheaded, they saw it, like, you know, in the old, like, France, in the guillotine, like, they saw the heads blink. I mean, that's just that doesn't mean you're necessarily
I remember reading
alive,
something
though.
About, like a scientist, not a scientist, whatever they had, you know, back in 1500s, like he was being beheaded for it, you know, for his beliefs and stuff. But he would tell his assistant that, you know, when he gets beheaded, to watch his head, you know, his face,
take
and
notes.
He'd blink for as long as, you know, he could, like, after his head was gone.
You're probably at least, I feel like there's impulses, so you got to be alive for a couple seconds,
I feel
like.
That's where the brain is, you know what I mean? The brain is what controls the thought, and you're not going to die immediately. You're die when the oxygen stops going to your brain, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be weird. Maybe that's how one day when I commit suicide, that's how I'll do it, and then I'll know.
Behead yourself?
Yeah. Homemade guillotine?
Have your ghost come back and tell us what really happens.
Yeah, if it's possible. I'll try.
All right, guys. Stay tuned next week for...
I'm not going to do it within the next week. No one worry. I'm not going to... Who
or
did that?
Will you?
No. Well, no. Probably not. I got...
Too busy to kill yourself this week?
Yeah, I got things to do. I got to do another live podcast before I kill myself. I still got to take care of my dog. I can't
What kind of dog do you have?
A mixed breed mutt that's just furry, so...
Right now?
Yeah. You know, I love dogs. Let's,
Yeah, this conversation is boring. Okay, this is horrible. I'm not even listening anymore.
Well, I think people tuned out when he's like, is he going to kill himself? Like,
this
no.
got bleak.
Just because my favorite comedians are Richard Jenny and Ray Combs and Stuart Spalding Gray. Anybody know the connection there? No.
They all hosted the Family Feud?
No. Too bad Steve Harvey won't kill himself, right?
Ray Combs hosted the Family
he
Feud,
did.
Didn't he?
And then he hung himself. I don't know if
he
there
got
was
hurt
connection.
In that bad accident. I think he hated his face being ugly.
Oh, is that what happened? Was he disfigured?
Yeah, I think
maybe he was
in
a lot of pain or something. I don't know.
I don't know. He was just being a baby.
Yeah, probably. Where I had some notes. Let me just say, Kick-Ass 2, awful. And what's, like, you saw the first one, right?
Yeah.
It was kind of good.
I liked it a lot.
I did like the first one. And, like, what's the worst movie that you've seen that you can think of?
The worst movie, like, the only movie I've ever walked out of was Knock Off with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Rob Schneider.
But why did you walk out of that?
Because it was horrible.
It was a brilliant plot. The plot of Knock Off, tell us the plot.
Because this was in the theater, so it was a long time ago, because people were still going to the theaters to see Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. So
that was like his first he was kind of on the precipice of falling off.
Yeah,
like,
that was the first, that was the big one that made his career go. It was a... He was an investigator of knockoff brand jeans and stuff in, like, France.
Topical at the time, I believe.
And Rob Schneider was part of the illegal activities, and then Jean-Claude Van Damme busted him. I'm pretty sure this is how it went. In my head, that's how it's going. That or I'm rewriting a new movie. And then somehow Rob Schneider got busted, and then he ended up helping Jean-Claude Van Damme because pants were exploding. I didn't get that far into the movie, to be honest with you. It was just really bad.
No, but someone was planting bombs in them, right? Like, that was they were smuggling bombs or something.
Yeah, they're smuggling
right?
bombs
it's
in
It's
not
pants. That they were just made so poorly that they were, like, exploding.
These jeans were made so bad that they'd explode when thighs rubbed together. So it was just a plan to murder fat people.
Thanks to China or something. So
stupid China.
How far did you get it before you're like, I'm out?
20 minutes, maybe? 25 minutes?
Less than 20? Yeah. Oh, it's got to be pretty bad.
I had to pull out of that one.
You're just
bad.
Like, I'm out?
Yeah.
So... And then, was there, like, fight scenes, though? Like, and then, like, who is he?
I feel like I've seen
he was,
worse
like, fashion?
Movies than that. Yeah.
I know I have. I can't even think, but it's
Moscow
just...
Zero? That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Who's in that?
Vincent Gallo and Val Kilmer.
Buffalo's Own Vincent
yeah.
Gallo?
Horrible. Horrible movie.
And Val Kilmer? Well, he hasn't made good movies. Like, is this recent?
Recent enough. I'm going to say probably like 5 years old, maybe something like that.
I don't remember. Because Val Kilmer's made some like weird choices recently with his career. Yeah. And he's definitely not in Batman shape anymore.
No. I mean, yeah, that one movie was really bad. Southland Tales, that was really, I hated it. It had a lot of famous people in it, and I just wanted to punch it. And if that movie was a person, I would have punched it in the face by the time it was over.
Well... Was I going for a point? Probably. Well, no, my point was, it's like, all right, you've seen some bad movies, but it's like they probably, you know, when you see a script, sometimes, like a movie's an organic thing, right? Yes. You know, it's like a baseball team. You can have a bunch of all-stars, but they could still finish last because it's kind of about chemistry, what's to get them together, you know, because it's like they invest so much money. They're making less studio movies these days because all they want to do is make money. So, like, I don't, what's the budget on this? It has to be obviously in the millions, but it's like they invest so much money. In this movie, they saw this, but I can't even imagine the script being good, like just jumping off the page, for one. And it's like, you know, the cater, like so much is involved with publicity and just like when you make something so they have to know. I think like the big controversy is like Jim Carrey is out, like he'd said, well, it's super violent and I'm not going to do press for it. But I think he just realized that it was just a really bad
movie.
You think so? Yes.
I think it's
after
possible.
I saw, and his part wasn't even like... He had like a small part. Like he's probably in the movie for like 10 minutes. And I'm gonna spoil this movie because don't even go see it. Like seriously,
spoil away.
Like it's so bad. I'm saving you $8 or $10 if you're not cheap like me. No, like he dies in the movie before it's over. So he's only in the movie like 15 minutes, and he's not overacting or anything. He's just
he's not overacting.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't even try to, like, he doesn't do anything funny. He doesn't do anything Jim Carrey-like. He's just, like, I know he was, like, a fan of the first one, so that's why he said he was in the second one before he realized, you know, he's like, well, he was, like, before Sandy Hook happened. Well, I think we did talk about this last week. You know, then he's like, well, I'm out. But it's like, ugh. It's just, I think he just realized how bad it was. Like, Christopher Mintz, not that I have a problem with people with speech impediments, but his speech impediment is just, like, his character is so bad, too. Like, he... It's just, I don't know. I can't. It's
hard to view him as being a threat whatsoever in any
way. Well, I think that's the juxtaposition that made, like, Hit Girl was, like, the first one was good, but it's hard to, like, you know, the first Matrix, like, once he realizes Neo's the one, it's hard to recapture that magic. And part of the, I feel like the first one was good because of, like, you had this little girl, Chloe Grace Mintz, like, talking about, and, you know, Big Daddy. Like, they should have had flashbacks because Big Daddy is part of, like, Nicolas Cage, that was one of his good roles. Like he,
oh, really,
I think he goes good,
he
bad,
great.
Good, bad, good, bad. But that was like one of his good ones.
Do they explain away why he's not there? Did he die too at some point? Is that why he
who
was
Big
in,
Daddy?
Yeah.
Well, he died in the first one.
Did he die in the first one?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. No, he burned to death.
Oh yeah, Jesus, that was a great scene.
Yeah. So yeah, but like him talking to his daughter, like, "What do you want for your birthday?" And this little 10-year-old is like, "Oh, I want a pony." And she's like, "Ah, just screwing with you, Dad. You know, I want a, like a mat." And she breaks down guns. Yeah. Like that is hilarious because it's not real. Like no 8-year-old would ever say, well,
or say the C-word.
Yeah, and that I find that funny too. But I mean, maybe that's a comics mentality. I thought that was hilarious.
I think that was a good part of the. I think that was like why they put it in the movie.
Yeah, people. Yeah, because you have this little 8-year-old girl saying,
like,
that,
"Oh man."
Like,
it's like when that kid in Jerry Maguire said the F word. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that seem like, ha, you're not supposed to hear that?
It is funny. Yeah, that's funny. Or like old people swearing, although.
I've seen too much of that.
Well, Betty White's overdone it now, so yeah. She should, but she's taking full advantage.
She needs to do a nude scene. Really get out there. Kathy Bates did it. Betty White can do it.
Yeah, that'd be great. I still rather see like Jane Leaves naked on Hot in Cleveland than her naked.
Yeah.
Or even Valerie Burton, Ernie.
I don't know if I'd want to see Valerie Bertinelli naked. Yeah. I mean, I would. I don't know if I'd want to, though. I'd look at any celebrity naked.
Yeah.
Males, females, I don't care. It's just funny to see famous people naked.
Yeah. I wouldn't look away. So, yeah, like, so that was, like, what made the first one. And now she's, like, a little older, so it's not quite as cute as her beating up people. Because
yeah, she's got to argue in your head, like, do I find her attractive? Do I not?
Yeah, that's... That too. I'm a sicko. Well, yeah. Well, she's like 16, so it's like
line. And then yes.
And she is a cute girl, but it's like, and I know I do. I like it because I do like her beating up guys, but it's just a little different now that she's not. It's not, you know, so implausible now that she's, you know, and I don't know. So there's that, but it's. I don't know. Yeah, there's no wit to it. Like I could see. It's just like there's supposed to be. You know, it's like that Quentin Tarantino thing that he started, you know, like there's he gives you such horrible violence. But then that moment of like in Reservoir Dogs where he's dancing around.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cutting off your ear. But it's kind of funny because I'm doing this little dance to like stuck in the middle, like that kind of violence. And that was in the first one. But like the second one is totally, totally void of that because there's a scene where Chris, you know, I can't say Christopher Mintz's character because he becomes the first supervillain, although I believe there's other villains. Like he catches up with one of the good guys and he's going to, force himself on her, but he can't because he can't perform. Yeah, and he's trying to make it funny, like there's this moment of like, oh, I'm gonna do this to you, and like, oh, I can't, and he like turns his back and you can see he's trying to help himself out, but there's like it's just not. It could be funny, maybe if played right, but it's not funny because it's just not funny.
Yeah.
So he's just like hurt or bad. But it's like, oh, that was just like not fun. You know, like it's just not funny. Like I don't know. I could see going there every day. I'm Donald Faison from Scrubs. I like him.
Oh, does he show up in that movie?
He is one. He's Dr. Gravity.
Because
you know they form a team, and then like it just seems the theme that they hammer over is like, you know, she's Hit Girl, then she's out. She's like, oh, I can't be. You know, I promised my her adoptive dad, Morris Chestnut, I'm not going to do it. And he was not going to do it. Like, she convinced, Kick-Ass to get back into the hero game because she's like, that's who you are. And then they start training, and then she's out because she promised her dad. So then it's just kind of like, oh, like every 5 minutes, the theme is like, I am who, this is who I am. Oh, but this is real life. We can't be superheroes. Like, they just kind of like, they just like, I don't know who wrote this.
It sounds
this.
Badly, like, poured together.
Yeah, like, it's just badly written, and then just a lot of ugly violence. And it is over the top. Some of it's over the top. They're like, there's this chick called Mother Russia who kills 10 police officers, but in the most crazy, crazy way. So, like, no one can take that seriously.
Yeah, but that's just a weird theme to have, you know what I mean? Because if that were to happen, like, some stuff, you know, like, oh, the bank robbery guy, you know what I mean? That's like, then you go killing 10 cops, like, that would be a really big deal.
Yeah, and
like, you gotta wonder what are the real cops doing during all this, you know what I mean? Well, there's people killing 10 cops, you'd expect them to be the front lines.
Yeah,
obviously you gotta think comic book when you're seeing the movie, but...
Yeah, but it's still awful, like, I
have no interest in seeing it now, you absolutely ruined it for me.
Don't... I would not see it at all. Did I ruin it for you?
I mean, you ruined me wanting to go see it, which is fine. I appreciate
it. Oh, I'm helping
it.
You.
Yeah.
I am doing you a community service, my friend, because this is just... And then...
What did I see last? No. Dark Skies, maybe? Watched that last week.
Dark Skies, what is that?
Alien abduction type movie. It's with...
With Kerry Russell.
Kerry Russell. Is that Patrick Wilson? Is that who's the guy who's in there?
Is her husband?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Maybe. It was okay. I really wanted... I went into that, like... Because it looked... The previews, you know what I mean? The trailers for it looked terrifying. But I have kids now, so I don't really go to the movies a lot. You know what I mean? So I wait till they come out on video, and then I see the movie. And this, I was really hoping it was going to be, like The Fourth Kind. Have you seen that one?
Invaders?
No, The Fourth Kind with Mia Jovovich and...
Mila. I do like... No, what is it? Is that an alien thing?
It is. It is an alien thing. Yeah, that movie was scary. That movie made me afraid to, like, take the garbage out. Like, it was terrifying. So I was like, I want that feeling again. You know, I like, that's why I watch horror, you know?
Right.
To be terrified. So I watched it, and it was, okay. I'm not going to say I hated it, you know what I mean? I watched the whole thing, and I was okay with it, but I didn't get scared like I wanted to.
Right. Well, you got to go into theater. Conjuring's supposed to be very scary. That's still doing well.
I might go see that soon, actually.
Actually, tomorrow, I'm very excited, is The World's End, Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg is great.
And actually, I'm hearing great everyone. Like Patton Oswalt already seen it, and he loves it. I follow him on Twitter.
Edgar Wright's amazing. Like, he's just...
Yeah, like, even if he does something bad, it's still... Well, like, Hot Fuzz was great.
Yeah, I like Hot Fuzz.
What's the other one? Oh, Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
I like Hot Fuzz better than Shaun of the Dead, but that was still...
Paul was good, too.
Which Paul?
Paul's the one with the alien voiced by Seth Rogen.
Oh, that's right. I have not seen that one. That's the one I haven't seen.
That's good. It's funny.
And then he was in that other movie, but that was just directed by David Schwimmer. That wasn't his movie, like Fat Boy Run.
Fat Boy Run, yeah.
Yeah, but it was all right. No, he was just on, Marc Maron, too. Did you listen to that one?
Who's that?
Simon Pegg.
I don't listen to that one yet, no.
Oh, all right, I won't ruin it for you. No, but I mean, you could tell he's a very smart, just a very funny dude and very smart dude. So is that Edgar guy that's always his best friend. He wrote it. But I guess it's a good movie, so I'm looking for it. That'll cleanse my palate from this awful, awful movie. Or go see Elysium.
Isn't that Nick Frost? Nick Frost's his best friend?
You talk about Simon from...
Yeah.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah, Edgar Wright's the writer.
Well, they both write, I believe they wrote.
I think Nick Frost is the guy that always plays his...
Oh, with his
goofy best friend, yeah.
Oh, and I think Edgar is someone
else.
Edgar
Wright's the writer and director.
Yeah, and he's never in it.
Nick Frost is this guy. He's the guy that's always the co-star.
Oh, yeah, the fat guy from Hot... Yeah, they're
he's
like
just
going to
be the fat guy. He can just be the co-star.
He's fat. Come on, be oversensitive now.
No, I'm fighting for the fat guys.
Well, there's a place for everyone.
It is, and ours is in the dining room, apparently.
That's and Brad Pitt, Brad Pitt produced this movie, so I find that very fascinating. Yeah.
He produces everything, though. It's not hard to get your name as a producer credit nowadays.
I know, but you'd still think you just don't want to be involved with such an awful movie. And then they end it again, of course. There might be a part 3 of this one does well, but hopefully it won't. But they end it this Kick-Ass. But they end it with... You know, them quitting again because they're like, this is real life, so we can't... Oh, and John Leguizamo, who is kind of...
Annoying.
He's kind of cool. Well, he's a waste in this movie. It's like, I can't believe that he would. I hope he got a lot of money to be his part. It's just,
at this point, I feel like he would do. He's just doing whatever he can to make money in between crappy Ice Age movies,
or doing his one man show about everyone he knows in Brooklyn, or that he grew up with.
He's everyone with the same voice.
That's not true. How dare you besmirch
Not
Johnny.
A Leguizamo fan at all.
Well, he's more of a one man show, I guess.
I haven't liked
really.
Him in anything since like Summer of Sam. I think is the last thing I liked him in.
What else was he in? I know. Actually, I like him because he kind of told the truth. He was in some movie with what's her face? Who is the love interest from Kindergarten Cop? What's her name? She's kind of hot.
Jesus, really?
Betsy. What's her name? The actress. I guess whatever movie he was with, I think he was on that Pacino movie.
Okay.
Where she was the girlfriend, but he was like, she was really awful to him, or just awful in general, I guess. So he was like, he went to the costume people, and he's like, let's keep taking in her clothes by an inch a day. So she kept like thinking that she was gaining weight because every day she'd try on her clothes and they were like tight.
Well, so I love that. That's great.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I love hearing about when people are mean in real life.
Well, that's why I appreciate when people like name names, you know, like Adam Carolla will tell you the real deal of like who's cool and who's, or who's he's had bad dealings with.
Yeah, but then you hear a lot of things about how much of a jerk Adam Carolla is, though.
I think that's part of per perception. People think he's racist or whatever, but I don't know.
I you hear Kevin Smith like has said that after Dogma, I guess Linda Fiorentino or whoever, is that her name?
Yeah,
from Dogma.
Yeah,
like she was just a horrible person to work with.
But I've heard that. That's why she wasn't in Men in Black 2, because she was so like difficult. They're like, we can't even have you back.
So it was which one? Who was in Mallrats? Was that Jason or Jeremy London?
They're twins. I think it was Jason. Or no, but Jeremy.
I don't know. He said the same thing about him. Like, he was just...
The ones that got...
Because, you know, Kevin Smith, like, he'll put anybody in another movie. You know what I mean? Like, if he likes you, he'll cast you for life.
Yeah,
you know?
You're part of the crew.
He just said that they're twirling. And then he had, like, it's been noted how much of a pain he had with Bruce Willis.
Well, yeah, he doesn't want to, like, that's... Well, I think he had a problem with Adam Carolla, but they were going to do a... They were going to get podcast on his network or do something together, and then it just didn't work out, but they kind of talked it out on his podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I think it really came down to, like, well, you didn't call me, and he's like, well, you didn't call me, and he's like, oh, I was waiting for you to call. So it was just like, oh, like a Hollywood thing, like, oh, okay. You didn't call me, and then it just didn't work out, but then they parted as friends. But that's just, you know, or like, I don't know. You know, there's always dealings. You know how it is. Like,
there's a lot of egos. Like, you look at the egos in the Buffalo comedy scene.
Yeah, and people who haven't really done anything.
Just, yeah, it's just nothing. Imagine if you'd been in 10 blockbuster movies in a row. You know what I mean? Like, of course Bruce Willis is going to have an ego a little. And then you got to multiply that by probably what it really is, which is a whole bunch. Like, imagine being a jerk, but then being a successful jerk at that. Like, there's nothing worse than a guy that can trash talk and then backs up his trash talk.
Well, yeah, like Bruce Willis can get away with it, I guess. But then now I can kind of side with him, or not side with him, but I understand. He just didn't feel like Kevin Smith was basically like, he just didn't want to listen, right? Because he's like, I'm Bruce Willis. Like, I was in Die Hard. I'm not listening to your direction.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I could, but I guess he really wanted, but he just got kicked off the Expendables 3 because he wanted $4 million for his day of work instead of $3 million. So I really can't get on board with that.
No, so it's just proving that he's probably a jerk.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, even
and the last Die Hard was horrible. Not horrible, but
it was pretty
wasn't
bad.
That good,
yeah, it was just
like, I liked it for being a Die Hard movie. You know what I mean? It's still a Die Hard movie. It's still ridiculous, but
yeah,
God, they're really stretching now.
Well, it's just the new thing. Like, there's not even a script. I feel like they just like, all right, you do that. Just jump out this window. You know what I mean?
And just, we'll
like,
build a scene around it.
Yeah, and then you're like, you. I'm just on vacation. I'm really like, no.
He said that 74 times.
He said it too much, and it was just a very, very bad movie. And then, you know, you have to. I don't mind suspending my belief a little bit, but not so much that it's just like awful.
Like, I even like Live Free and Die Hard when he was like climbing the airplane and then jumping off the air. Like, even that, I was like, all right, that's funny, John McClane. You go. But then, like, this one, I was just like, come on, Moscow. You're really going to run around like that in a country you don't know with a gun?
Right. Well, yeah, and there's just, like, there was no, I don't know. Yeah, there's just no plot. Well, yeah, at least that one. Well, the only, I didn't like Live Free, Die Hard so much is just because Justin Long. That was
I
when
hate
it,
Justin Long, man.
He was just so awful.
He's awful in everything he does.
He is.
I enjoyed him in, no, nothing. I usually enjoy movies that he's in, But not because of him. Like, well, yeah, I enjoyed small, Accepted.
Small roles.
He was the star of Accepted, but I liked it for other reasons other than Justin Long.
You had a dream of opening your own college one day.
Just because I had a dream of, what's her name?
The girl that was in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, is she still, what's her?
She's a somebody. She was on that Gossip Girl show, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, he, like in Dodgeball, he was okay. But after that, like, you can't carry a movie.
I hate him. I just hate him. Forget it. I just hate him. Yeah, screw you, Justin Long.
Wow, he's never going to listen to the show again. He's just no good. No, he's all right. He's just not. He's
I
just
doing Zach and Mary Make a Porno. He was funny in that.
Yeah, because he had a small role.
It's like a Rob Schneider thing. Rob Schneider's amazing in Adam Sandler movies where he's playing the small character. That's ridiculous. But anything that stars Rob Schneider, I want to punch myself in the face.
Well, yeah, because it's ridiculous and well.
Just horrible. Ben Stiller's the same way.
But we know, really?
Yeah, I'm not really a Ben Stiller starring Ben Stiller fan, but if Ben Stiller shows up in something, I'm like, awesome, this is going to be good.
Oh, like a quirky little role?
Yeah, yeah, I think he's better in the quirky little roles.
Well, no, I
like,
think...
Like, take away Something About Mary, you know what I mean, in the first Meet the Parents.
Right, well,
those
yeah.
Those are enjoyable.
Those have gone down. Those are just money machines now for him, yeah. But... I think he's, well, Tropic Thunder was all right, but I mean, that was a pretty big ensemble.
That was an ensemble, yeah. I let that slide.
But now he's, well, what's like, I saw him in The Watch, and that's kind of what, he's kind of aged out of, like, what he used to do anyway.
Yeah, The Watch was okay. The Watch was not what I was expecting. I did not think it was that movie at all.
What were you looking
I thought
for?
It was just a funny neighborhood watch, people being crazy movie. I had no idea that that was going to turn into an alien invasion slaughter festival. Like I had no, I did not know that when I started watching it. So I was very pleasantly surprised by it.
It was okay. I mean, I wasn't in love with that, but it just seemed they looked, you know, everyone's looking a little aged, and they didn't give their best. I mean, it wasn't super funny, but.
It's like getting harder to adjust to Skinny Joe on a Hill. That was the one hard time I had with that movie.
Well, now he's in between, so it's okay.
Yeah. I'm just like, you don't look good, sir.
He doesn't, though. He looked weird. Like, some people shouldn't be super, like, can't be super thin.
Yeah, like, I can't picture myself super thin.
Visualization's the first part of it.
Yeah, I can't see it.
But you were just always a bigger guy, though, yeah. Right? High school. Like, you weren't thin and then, like, got married and
never. No, yeah, it's all my wife's fault. I was 180 pounds and ripped 5 years ago when I got married.
On the wrestling team.
And my wife,
team,
yeah, it was great. I was doing Tough Mudders and... I was on American Gladiators. I was actually Malibu on American Gladiators.
Malibu. Nice. I thought you were going to go for Nitro.
I was going to say Zap, and I thought Zap might have been a chick, so.
I'm not sure. I only know Nitro.
I was going to say Gemini, but he's the black guy. I was a ripped black man when I got married. Now I'm a fat white dude. Thanks a lot, yes. Angela.
Downgraded a lot. Is your wife listening?
No, never. She's never heard of. She doesn't even know I do comedy.
She didn't know you were in the contest.
No, she didn't know anything.
She was the one happy person that Josh won.
She's like, oh, I like that DJ I like from the radio won the contest.
He's so funny.
I was like, I was in there. She's like, no, you weren't.
She's like, were you? No. All right, well, we should. I gotta head to work.
Show.
That's a show. Good job. Thanks for because me just ranting by myself is. Depressing. I would have, you know, I didn't want to like Bill Burritt. I would have had to play music in between or something. I would have had to turn into a DJ. I'd be like, here's our next tune.
This is a song from Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Or Django Storm. Oh, actually, I like that song from the, I think that must be from the, I don't know what that's from. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
You're looking at songs.
Yeah, I don't know if that's scary. The band.
Well, what if you play, see, I always get worried about radio, because what if you played a song that had a bunch of F words?
I think this is all programmed in, though, so it can't.
Let's play songs with just F-words and lock the room so it just goes out and there's no...
No, because...
Is there a kill switch outside of this room?
Probably not. So, like, if we... So. Like some sort of master control.
So, like, if we boarded up the doors, we could just play whatever we wanted to and just fight off the FCC. Would the FCC eventually, like, bring in a team to come in here and fight us out of the room?
Do you think the FCC has an armed team?
Why didn't we start this conversation earlier? This would have been fun.
Yeah.
Just lock the doors. Yeah, lock the doors. It would have been like the movie Pump Up the Fiction or Pump Up the Volume.
Oh yeah, with Christian Slater. Yeah, yeah.
We'd just be like pirate radio DJs that just took over.
Well, FCC doesn't monitor they only go off complaints.
Oh, yeah, but we could get some complaints.
Oh yeah, like once one person complained, but then it's like I think it has to go through a form. They send a letter, so it would happen like.
So we'd be in here for weeks.
Yeah, like 2 weeks later, they would send a letter, and then it's a phone call, and then it's like, oh, we're gonna take you off the air, and then we'd have a lot of angry, Buff State students, because they were like, you ruined our I was going to be a radio DJ, man, and begin my career. And
listen,
you...
if you're
hey, a lot of, do you know Tom Tran started? Tom Tran was here.
Who?
You don't know Tom Tran?
No, I've never heard of him.
Yes, you have. What's the matter? You got a problem with Tom Tran?
I've actually never met him.
He's been here a couple
times.
He's
too big of a deal for me.
He's GIs of comedy, bro.
Apparently, yeah.
He took a bullet to the head, and then it activated his funniness. Guess he wasn't funny before that.
No, I've never met him. I don't know. I've heard of him. I've seen him. I've been in the same room as him before.
Oh, really?
But he's like a couple classes of comedy ahead of me. You know what I mean? Like Bergman and stuff, they know him. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because he started out here, and then he just moved to L.A. But yeah, he did like voiceovers and stuff. And
he's been on like video games and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's done Black Ops
He's been like a consultant on stuff, too.
Yeah, because he was actually literally in the military.
Yeah, yeah.
He did get shot.
No, I don't actually have a problem with him at all. I've never met him. I've never had a contact with him at all. So if he can't come up and say hi to me, then I don't need to know no Tom Tran.
All right.
He's Jewish,
too. Or what about... I don't think so.
That's racist.
Who else is there? Oh, Patrick Higgins.
Patrick Higgins.
But he hasn't accomplished anything, has he?
He's not doing anything in radio.
Yeah, not doing anything
in
Seattle.
He's living in Seattle, telling jokes, growing his hair out, and talking about it.
Was he a barista? What's he doing?
Are you listening, Patrick Higgins?
Just kidding.
Are you out there, Patrick Higgins?
Actually, I think I just started. I literally just started a couple months, and then he left, so he was still able to ignore me because I was below him.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm still below him, but I'm just.
I was in this room many a times with Patrick Higgins. I remember one time I came in to do a radio show with Patrick Higgins, but Patrick Higgins got suspended from the radio show for doing something. And
Sounds about right.
His co-host was Mike Klein, and Mike Klein didn't show up either.
Hmm.
So I ended up doing the show in here alone with another girl. I forget her name. I think it was Megan Jones.
Hmm.
I'm going to say it was Megan Jones.
Sounds about right.
She was still work around here? Is she still a radio person?
I don't know.
Megan Jones. And we did. She was like my sidekick on this show. She had to run the board because I had never done anything.
Right,
you
just took over his show.
I just talked like a jerk.
And Mike Klein. Oh yeah, Mike Klein has a podcast too.
He does. I'm supposed to be a guest on that, but I never call him back because I'm bad at it.
His are pretty short though. I don't know. He just talks about general things. But he's one of those guys that were on the scene. Then he's kind of underground. Then he's back on the scene.
Then he's back. Then he goes away again. Yeah, Mike
Klein does his own thing. Which is fine. There's room for everyone.
There is. All right.
I'm tired of listening to your own voice.
I'm tired of hearing my own voice by far. I'm sure everyone is.
Tired of looking deeply in my eyes. All right.
I can do that all day.
Next week, we'll talk about the world's end. And be ready in case you get the call. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where Adam might be or Kelly. So we might need you, bro.
I will be ready.
And you could be back by popular demand. Let us know. Take a vote. Go to Movie Madness 1 at Movie Madness 1 and let us know how you feel about Rick. Or go just Rick underscore, is it, or at underscore Rick Matthews. Is your
underscore
Twitter.
Rick Matthews on Twitter.
Because even though he doesn't have the belt to prove it, he's one of the funniest people in Buffalo.
I'm just a funny person.
A funny person. Yeah, he's a funny. Sometimes.
I'm one of the many funny people from Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. There's like, it's in the hundreds now, so I don't know where I rank. Couple people
74.
Died. 74. Nice. I'm moving up the power. We should have a power ranking. Next week, we're going to have the power 20.
That'd be a horrible idea.
We'd have a lot of angry people. That's
seven.
For sure.
Seven people mad.
Cut. Send it to editing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap.